Welcome into a new episode of the 413 SpinFit Podcast. As always, if you are a new listener, welcome in for the first time. If you are a continued listener, as always, thank you for supporting 413 SpinFit by listening and sharing. Remember, whatever platform you're listening on, do me a favor, press that bell so you get notifications when new content drops. This is episode 3 of season 5. I want to talk over the next couple of episodes about 413 fitness and what 413 fitness is all about. I have a desire in my heart to help other people who are struggling with obesity get to a point in their life when they can have an understanding and a knowledge that they can overcome and they can defeat obesity. And that's why I decided last year to go back and pursue getting my personal training certification, my nutrition certification, and my fitness coaching certification. I went through ISSA, and it's one of your top two or three organizations where you can go and get certified as a personal trainer or a nutrition coach or a fitness coach. A lot of people go to college, they get a college degree, and they're able to become trainers by virtue of that degree. I, on the other hand, my college degree is organizational management. So that really isn't the kind of degree that would qualify me for wanting to be a personal trainer. So I went and got certified. So 413 Fitness, I want to offer three different things. I want to offer life coaching. I want to offer nutrition coaching, and I want to offer fitness coaching. Now, of those three things, life coaching is going to be the most important aspect of what I offer, and that's what I want to talk about in this episode is life coaching. While I have my coach who works with me for bodybuilding, for preparing for competitions, that's different than what I want to offer. Okay, I don't want to coach someone through the bodybuilding prep. I want to coach someone who is struggling with obesity. That's my target client base, are those individuals who struggle to overcome obesity. And the reason why I feel that way, and that's my heart of heart, my passion, is because that's where I was 6.5 years ago. Not saying I'm not physically over obesity, because I'm still considered obese. It's just that 6.5, 7 years ago, I was what you would consider morbidly obese. I'm still overweight, okay? I'm still considered obese based on the medical terminology, okay? However, my mindset is different. And that's where this whole life coaching aspect of what I want to offer comes into play. You see, in order for you, if you're someone or if you know someone who is struggling with obesity, if that is you, the whole key with life coaching is to understand and have the willingness to change your mindset, okay? And what does that involve? That, first of all, it starts with having the attitude that I can do it and not that I can't do it. It also involves not letting yourself get down, okay? And not letting yourself feel defeated. I remember struggling before 2017, going to the gym, expecting instant success and not seeing it. And because I wasn't seeing that instant success, I would give up easily. I would feel defeated, okay? I would have a defeated mindset, okay? And that's what you want, that's what you have to avoid. That's why I want to be able to lock arms with you and walk you through the journey, walk you through your own journey, because your journey is not going to be the same as mine, okay? Just because what I did worked for me, works for me, doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Okay? Here's what I mean by that. Before COVID, my mode of exercise was cycling, okay? And I loved it. I had a passion for it. I had a heart for it. But when my cycling mentor passed away, I lost my passion. So I shifted from cycling to strength training. Now, this is where I get at the what I just said about a minute ago about what works for me may not work for you. You may have to do something different for you. What I mean by that is this. I listened to the gym bros when it came to my nutrition, okay? My goal is to cut body fat. My goal is to drop weight. Isn't necessarily to bulk. Yes, I'm going to grow muscle in the process. However, my goal is not to, is to cut body fat, okay? And in doing that, I believe that what works best for me is being in a caloric deficit, okay? What does that look like? For me, for some people, it might mean 2,500 calories a day, but that's not me, okay? And the reason why is because the type of job that I work, okay? I work a job where I'm sitting down, I'm behind a computer desk all day long. So my activity level throughout the day is going to be different from someone who is a carpenter or someone who does HVAC or someone who works a 9-to-5 job where they're up, where they're on their feet all the time. Okay. My activity starts when I step foot in the gym. My activity starts when I get on my spin bike here at the house and do cardio. That's my activity. Do I get up and walk as much as I can? Yes, I do. I get my steps in throughout the day. One way or the other, I get my steps in. Okay? So, that's where understanding what works best for you. And that's what I want to be able to help you with. I want to help you come up with a plan, okay, that works best for you, that will help you have success. Does that mean going to the gym? No, not necessarily. And here's why. And here's the life coaching aspect and how it works. It works this way, okay? Like I said, with your mindset, okay? Having an understanding that you aren't going to be defeated. You're not going to get frustrated and you're not going to give up. But also learning to change those bad habits, okay? You want to change the bad habits and you want to turn them into good habits. In other words, you want to make a 180-degree turnaround. You don't want to do a 360 because that 360 is going to put you right back where you were. You want to do a 180, okay? You want to be able to turn away from those bad habits and replace those bad habits with good habits, with your nutrition, okay? With your movement. Like I said, it does not mean stepping foot in a gym. The simple things, get up and walk. Get up, go ride a bike if you can, okay? Move. Move, move, move. Burn calories. Proper nutrition. Once you get those things working in concert together, you will see success. Okay. Let me add to the movement, the nutrition. Proper hydration. Drink plenty of water throughout the day. Proper supplementation. What does that mean? Vitamins, vitamin A's, vitamin B's, vitamin C's, vitamin D's, so on and so forth. Okay, but once you get that mindset changed, it's like turning on a faucet. Okay, once you turn that faucet on, that water flows. The minute you turn that faucet off, the water stops. The whole key here is you want to open that faucet up and you want to let that faucet flow. You want that journey to kick in and you want to stay on that journey and you want to be consistent on that journey. You want to stick to the process. You want to follow the process and you want to see that process work. Okay. Like I said, the process for you is going to be different from the process from somebody else. The process for me to lose weight and gain muscle is going to be different from somebody else. Not everyone's system or body is geared to take on 2,500 calories a day, 3,000 calories a day. It's not. I don't believe it is. Like I said, what works for somebody over here may not work for you. So, life coaching. I want to end this episode here. If you are someone who is struggling to overcome obesity, or if you know someone who is struggling to overcome obesity, I would love to lock arms with you. I would love to have you as a client, because I have a desire, I have a passion to help defeat obesity once and for all. My goal this year for 2024 is to not only get back down to 250 pounds where I was 4 years ago now. My goal is to surpass that and get down below 220, okay? I want to be below 220 comfortably. I feel like that's where I need to be for my body, for my age. I have scoliosis, okay? Getting into bodybuilding isn't just about doing bodybuilding. It's about longevity. Because as long as I'm alive, as long as I'm breathing, as long as the Lord does not call me home, that means I have still got work left to be done here on earth. Okay? My faith in God is important. And in order for me to serve the Lord the way I'm supposed to serve Him, I feel like physically I need to be in a better position than I have been the last 10 plus years of my life. I've made changes. My body is not where it needs to be, okay? But it's getting there, slowly but surely. So doing bodybuilding to me, like I said, it's not just about standing up on stage. It's not just about having the spotlight on me. It's about longevity of life. That way, I'm around to serve the Lord in whatever capacity He intends to use me. I'm all about longevity of life so I can be here for my family, for my wife, and for my girls. Because I want to walk my daughters down the aisle one day. I want to be around to see both of my girls graduate from high school. I want to be around to see my youngest daughter get married and one day have grandchildren for me. It's all about life. I'm going to leave you guys with that. You guys, as always, thank you for listening to 413 Spin Fit. You guys are amazing. Remember, go check us out on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, just to name a few platforms. You guys be blessed. Have a great day.
Welcome.